Okay, we're going to continue with our conference call, and we're glad to have and pleased to have Central Michigan head coach Jim McElwain on the line. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing good. You guys doing good?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and congratulations on the 48-10 win over Northern Illinois on Saturday afternoon, and for your program to go from 1-11 last year to now bowl eligible. Talk about the performance after watching the film of your Chippewas in that victory.
Well, I just tell you, I can't tell you how excited I am for this group of kids in the university, just how far we've come in a short time. And, you know, we played a game that, you know, I felt all three phases finally came together. Obviously, didn't do a great job after half on offense, but, you know, at the same time, our defense got some turnovers and, you know, really felt good about the win, and hopefully our guys feel good about what they've accomplished up to this point. And yet, you know what, we've got a lot of ball left, and it's kind of nice when you get to November and the games kind of mean something.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach McElwain.
Our first question is from Nick Petrowitz with the Toledo Blade.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I had a question about calling plays. In the NFL, you have the luxury of radioing your play directly to the quarterback. In college, you've seen programs get really creative with signboards or a bunch of guys signaling in plays. How
yeah.
do you guys try to make sure that an opponent does not discover your signals, and what can you do if you suspect that they might have?
Well, you know, that whole piece is something, you know, we change up, you know, the hand signals each week, and also put some stuff on wristbands. You know, I haven't gone to all the crazy pictures and cards and all that kind of stuff because I can't figure it out. So, and yet at the end of the day, you know, even if they do have it, you know, it comes down to your execution. And, you know, it's not something we spend a lot of time on, but I know a lot of programs do, so.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jim, first half getting off to a 28-point advantage, obviously very important this time of year, but what was working so early so well for your Chippewas?
Well, our energy. I just love the way we came out of the locker room you know, played with some detail. You know, at times we lose that, and I felt, especially defensively, you know, we held them for a large part of the game, and you know, negative rushing, and you know, if you're able to do that, make a team one dimensional, I think you have an opportunity to win, and then, you know, offensively, I think we did a great job of being aggressive yet being balanced, and I thought that helped us. So, you know, let's see where it goes from here and see what our guys learned, and you know, we'll have you know, good week of practice this week, and then get ready for the next game.
Let's go to our next question for Coach McElwain.
Our next question is from Evan Petzold with Chicago Michigan Live.
How's it going, Jim?
Hi, Evan. So you're from Chicago, Michigan, right? Huh? How about
yeah,
that?
I guess we moved over there, right?
Gotcha. Go ahead.
But no, Daniel Richardson getting in there on that last drive, I guess kind of take me through that. I mean, he didn't show up on the stat sheet, obviously, because he was handing the ball off. But did he show you anything? Did he give you anything that you hadn't seen before, I guess? Or is there any update on your thoughts on him through that play, if that makes sense?
Sure. No, I was excited to he got in there, and the energy on the sideline when he got in, I thought was kind of the coolest thing. You know, he's a guy that you know has a lot of trust and leader, and is a great leader. You could tell that. So that was good. And you know, they're Evan. I'm not a guy that's gonna run scores up. It just I don't think that's what you do. And you know, some guys are. I just we pretty much felt like we had the game in hand. And you know, for him to just get in and execute the offense, and I thought it was really good.
And then, you know, speaking on Ryan Tice, a guy that missed some field goals, and you know, he missed some against Bowling Green too, if you want to go back to that game as well. Where is he really at with that? And I mean, is there a question mark on if he's gonna be your guy going forward, or is he the go to? Is it just kind of working out some kinks? I mean, what's going on with that?
Sure, he's our kicker, and he's a good, talented kicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a guy we're going to need down the stretch here, and you know, he'll get it worked out and figured out, and you know, sometimes it's like, you know, hitting that tee shot. You know, you maybe think too much about it rather than just, you know, put a good swing on the ball, and he'll get it right. And you know, one of the, you know, it's not just the kicker all the time, you know. We had a high snap on one, and you know, they had a really good guy off the edge, I think probably got in his mind a little bit. But other than that, he'll do a good job, and you know, we'll move forward with him being our kicker.
Getting back, you know, having him get back to where he needs to be, is that something that you have to go talk to him about, or does he kind of already know it just because he's, you know, as old as he is and he's been around for so long?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, you know, you know, try to instill the confidence. There were a couple of times maybe we could have gone for it, but I you know, I wanted him to go in and work through it. And, you know, it's all part of growing. And like I said, he'll do a good job moving forward. And you know, I'm not, you know, concerned. You know, there was, you give a lot of different excuses, but at the end of the day, you know, just put a good swing on the ball, and he's got plenty of leg and knows what to do and how to do it. So he'll get figured out.
And then last one for me real quick is NCAA Board of Governors. They started the process to enhance the name, image, and likeness opportunities for, you know, for athletes. What are your thoughts on that? Are you for it? Are you against it? Do you see both sides? I mean, where are you really at on all that?
Yeah, I think, obviously, I'm all about the players, so whatever can help them. And you know, I know that our administration and people here will, you know, work through exactly what it means. I'm not sure I know exactly all that goes into it. And yet, you know, I know that we'll be supportive of whatever the rules are.
For sure. Awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
Jim, for your program, you got a win, you're 6 wins, you're bowl eligible, things are rolling right along, and ideally you want to kind of keep going, but you also need a break. Talk about that balance of the success and the team kind of having that opportunity and wanting to keep going, but also the need for this break, as your next game isn't until November 16th.
Right. And, you know, we go 10 straight games until we get a bye, and then you get 2 byes in your last 3 games or whatever it is, but you know, that's the schedule, and you know, our guys deserve this. You know, they've really fought through some things and played really hard, and yet, you know, that 6 wins doesn't guarantee anything. You know, we've got to go try to get another one, and that's got to be our focus as we get back together here, you know, this week, and you know, get some guys back. You know, we'll see where that is, but you know, I just feel good for these guys. I think, you know, they were picked dead last at the beginning of the season. And, you know, for them to step up and win a few games, that's pretty special.
Well, Jim, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the win. We'll let you get back to your week and let you get that haircut you needed too, right?
There we go. I'm on my way. As soon as this is all I was waiting on. All right.
Very good. We'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you very much. Again, for Jim McElwain and his Central Michigan Chippewas, coming off the 48-10 win over Northern Illinois team, rolled to a season-high 615 yards of offense, led by running back Jonathan Ward, 149 yards all-purpose in that contest with 138 yards rushing and a touchdown on his 20 carries. And defensively, senior linebacker Michael Oliver, key interception in that contest and a team-high 5 tackles. As defensively, Central Michigan held Northern Illinois to 22 yards rushing overall in that contest. For Central Michigan, again, bowl eligible at 6-4. They are off and have a true bye. In addition to the transition of midweek football, their next game not until Saturday, November 16th, when they travel to Ball State.